In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
An old friend of mine awaits the arrival of December each year because it's the only time that his wife lets him listen to his favorite album, Bing Crosby's 1945 Merry Christmas. I love it myself, as everyone should. And one of the best-known tracks on the album had been released as a single 2 years earlier in the middle of World War II, I'll Be Home for Christmas. The song's narrator is an American soldier serving overseas, writing a letter to his family back home. He sings, "I'll be home for Christmas. You can plan on me. Please have snow and mistletoe and presents by the tree. Christmas Eve will find me where the love light gleams. I'll be home for Christmas, if only." You're even better than the folks at the 5 o'clock were. That's fantastic. This song was so powerful for the soldiers stationed overseas during the war that the GI magazine wrote that the song accomplished more for military morale than anyone else of the era. But it's also a song that turns from hopeful to wistful when you realize that the soldier singing the song knows that he will only be home for Christmas in his dreams. In fact, the British found the song downright melancholy, and the BBC banned it from its airwaves during the war. They thought the song could damage the morale of their soldiers serving far from home. The song is so powerful because it captures in a specific way the near universal desire to be home with family at Christmas. After all, when most of us think of Christmas as we knew it in our youth, we tend to think of family traditions. Chopping down the Christmas tree with Dad like we did, and baking cookies with Grandma. Or if you come from a less conventional family, chopping down the Christmas tree with Mom and baking cookies with Grandpa. Personally, I would love to bake cookies with my grandkids someday and leave the tree chopping to my daughter-in-law. But Christmas is about much more than being with our biological relations. After all, even though the original Christmas image, that of Mary and Joseph and the baby Jesus in the manger, is of a family, St. Joseph himself is not a biological relation to our Lord. And those shepherds and wise men that showed up at that manger in Bethlehem in the days following Christ's birth were total strangers to the Holy Family. Jesus himself, once he'd grown and begun his public ministry, was not particularly sentimental about his family, as we can see in the occasion when his disciples tell Jesus that his family is outside waiting for him. And he replies by saying, "Who is my mother? And who are my brothers? Whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother." If Jesus valued family, it certainly wasn't family in the traditional sense of the word. Now, it could be that in "I'll Be Home for Christmas," the narrator is indeed thinking specifically of his family, but he never says that. He simply says he'll be home. And how does he define home in that song? Does he say it's where Mom and Dad and Billy and Janie and good old Shep are? No, he doesn't. He tells us that home is where the love light gleams. Last week, the New York Times published a letter by a 13-year-old girl, Sophia Robinson, who sends Christmas cards every year to prison inmates. She started doing so when she was 5, following the example of her mother. Sophia writes, "I always try to imagine what I would want to hear if I was forced to be away from my family and was being treated poorly. I would be terrified, sad, and worried that nobody remembered that I existed." One inmate replied to Sophia through the organization that facilitates the Christmas card program, writing, "I received this season's greeting cards. They were the only ones I received. I read them over and over until I fell asleep. And when I woke up, I read them all over again. You all can never imagine how strong they made me feel." This prisoner felt as if he mattered to someone, and that gave him the strength to carry on. In that prison cell, where he read Christmas cards he'd received from a total stranger, there the love light gleamed. In that dark place, on that Christmas, he knew the meaning of the word Emmanuel, God is with us. In his specific case, God was with him through a Christmas card from a total stranger, telling him that he was not forgotten, that he was not alone. This is deeply what Christmas is all about. Letting those in need, even if they are a total stranger, perhaps especially if they are a total stranger, know that they have reason to hope. Our Old Testament reading this evening comes from Isaiah and says, "The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined." There are few places in this country darker than a prison cell, and few people feel the bright light of kindness more than prisoners who receive blessings from the world outside. Sophia Robinson ends her letter by saying, "I write Christmas cards to prisoners. I hope you do something that makes you and another person feel good this holiday season." That other person can certainly be a friend or family member, but the impact of the kindness you show to someone else is amplified if that someone else is either in need or unknown to you or both. Sophia has never and will never meet these prisoners to whom she writes. And yet both the sender and receiver feel deeply blessed. If you have family to celebrate Christmas with this year, by all means do so. May it bring you great joy. And if you have friends to celebrate Christmas with this year, by all means do that too. Friends are a great blessing. I've even heard it said that friends are God's way for making up for our families. Not yours, of course. Your families are fine. Other people's. But whoever we spend this Christmas with, let us all seek to follow the advice of Sophia, whose very name means wisdom. And connect with and do a kind turn to someone unknown to us who needs to know that God and God's people are with them in this season. Whenever and wherever that happens, that is where the love light gleams. Amen.